Lesson 56. The Yellow Primrose. Springtime has come, and the April showers have brought the yellow primroses in thousands to bloom in our woods and lanes, and on our banks and meadows. Let us dig up some primroses, roots and all, and plant them in our garden. But we will keep one to look at and pull to pieces, so that we may see how this lovely plant is made. Its brown roots are, of course, meant to fix it in the soil, so that the wind cannot blow it from its place. But the roots do more than this. They suck food and water out of the earth for the use of the plant. The stem of the primrose plant is so short that it can hardly be seen. From the stem, the crumpled green leaves spread out like a rosette, forming a sort of green nest, which lies close to the ground. The leaves are narrow where they join the stem, but they are broad at their outer ends, where there is room for each leaf to get the light and the air it needs. The slender flower stalks rise straight up from the short stem, and each stalk carries one flower. On the outside of the flower is a green cup made of five little green leaves joined together, except at their points. Then comes a bright yellow tube, which spreads out at the top like a saucer. This also is made of five leaves, which have grown together. Look next at the corner, look next at the center, or eye, of a few of the flowers, and you will find that they are not all alike. There are two kinds, and as you will find, both kinds growing together.